Jai Baba, this is Meher Rusve Bharucha speaking with my father on soul and soul priority.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
Okay, may I have one more? Till one does not make Goddess God Guru, the three G's, as the soul and the soul, S-O-L-E and S-O-U-L priority, there are innumerable distractions, obstacles, temptations, confusions to make life a living hell, this and in future lives. I think this is simple. Oh, Bhagavan. Till one does not make Goddess, God, Guru, the three G's, as the soul and soul priority, there are innumerable distractions that will make our life a living hell.
This is very easy.
You will have to talk loudly.
So it means that when one individual doesn't make the Goddess, God, Guru, the three G's, their main thought, their main
priority
as like they only think and they only care, not only care, but everything of theirs is for the Goddess, God, Guru. And if they don't make the Goddess, God, Guru their priority, then their multiple thoughts will be going on in their head, which is not required.
Good. Once again, we come back to when you say make Goddess, God, Guru your priority, what does that mean? What does that mean?
That means that you have to make them your main goal. You have to make them your... I know what it means.
See, sweetheart, it's this way. When every action, thought, word, deed that you do comes from the longing to make them happy, anything that we do, say, think, behave, we want them to be happy and proud of us. That is making them a priority. Okay? When each of us begins to live a life like this, where our everything is dependent on their approval, their happiness, then we can say that we have made them a priority. Otherwise, this is just words, sweetheart. Okay? Now, what happens is, when I know that my everything is dependent on their happiness, I will not get distracted with thoughts, emotions, desires, words, lust, anger, power. Why? Because that's not going to make them happy. Actually, it's very simple. You know, there's Dada's favorite book, The Autobiography of a Yogi. It's written by Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa. No, it's written by Paramahansa Yogananda. There he has written a line which became a very important thought process for me. He says, God is simple. Everything else is complex. Okay? And I truly believe that if we can make our life simple by keeping our priority as them, all the complexities that surround us, no, will drop away.
Most people think, I don't think that, but I feel that most people think that God is very complex, you know, he can do so much and
you're right.
Everything is there for God, he's perfect, he can get whatever he wants, which is actually not the truth. It's actually the Goddess or Guru will take whatever he wants when it is needed, and for not for himself, but for others to learn from it.
See that the first problem starts is we think our Goddess, God, Guru are far away.
Actually right.
They are within us. We are living because they throb within us. You know, when we are saying a prayer also, we imagine, oh, they are far away and sitting and there's some halo and radiance and light and all the jazz, like a disco set out there. But in reality, I am living and you are living in our body because they are throbbing in our body. They are the prana which sustains us. Right, Mayur? Why is an individual alive in the body and then the next moment dead? What happens in that 1 second?
Because God...
The life force, the prana, leaves that person.
That's actually a soul.
Soul is a consciousness. Okay? Okay, let me make you understand this. The spirit has come from Goddess God Guru. The soul is a mental consciousness of who we are. Okay? Prana is the life force which keeps us ticking in the body. We have kind of complicated everything. If all we can do is make them a priority and live a life that way, no? You will automatically leave everything in the hand, Mayur. Once you leave everything in the hand, you are only going to give your best to them and leave the rest to them. Life is going to get simple. I know I keep talking about it, but because we are such fat heads, no, we don't understand it. All my spirituality, all the scriptures on one side, Mayur, and this one sentence, this one philosophy of mine, they give your best and leave the rest joyously to them. I would go with this one line. Because still I don't understand this one line, Mayur, and I don't live this one line. Everything else, no. It's just half-baked. It's there and it's not there, sweetheart. Okay? The moment you make this your philosophy of making them happy and proud of you, you will not lie. You will not talk behind people. You will not behave in a nasty manner. Your speech will improve. Your thinking pattern will... You won't be violent unless there is a real need for it. There sometimes is a need to be violent. You know? Okay? But you will not be consumed by violence. Even if you are angry, you will be in charge of your anger. But we will not understand this. You know? Even if God were to come down and tell us this, we will not understand it. Okay? Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.